Hello? Is someone there? A groan came from below. I slowly tried to get up. I soon realized that I was on the floor and I wasn't on the bed. Well, I was on the bed, but a body laid between the bed and me. Wait, I'm still not telling you this right. I was laying on somebody. His chest was as hard as stone and ripples were deep. With a body this tan and toned, he had to be a stripper. Shit. I've screwed a stripper. I looked down and, oh yes, I had been rode, hard from the looks of it. I slid out of the bed as quietly as I could, held on to the cream color sheets as tightly as possible, and saw my weave piece draped over the bedside lamp. I snatched it and then went in search of my clothes. I found a heel under the bed, my panties under the window, and my dress in one of the corners. Now all I needed was my other shoe, my bra, and my purse. I looked over the bedroom and found nothing. I looked over towards the bathroom and saw my other shoe. I snatched it up quickly. I searched the bedroom all the way over again and still nothing. In the sitting area, I saw my bra hanging from the ceiling fan with no way I could reach it. I went to the wall and turned on every switch. All of the lights came on and the curtains opened wide. The ceiling fan didn't move an inch. Shit! I yelled a little too loudly. I froze, but I didn't hear the stripper stir. I saw my clutch on the counter and grabbed it. I dropped the sheet and got dressed, still braless. I tried a few more switches and still nothing but more lights. I walked to the front door and stopped. If I'd had sex with this man, I at least needed to know his damn name. I looked around the big room and didn't find a sock, a shirt, not anything belonging to a man. I tiptoed back into the bedroom, and the stripper was still lying flat on his back, buck naked. Dear God, what a body. I definitely did not want him waking up and seeing this train wreck. I found a white button-down shirt, a pair of cufflinks, and socks. No pants, no wallet, and no cell phone were in sight. I saw some black fabric underneath the stripper, and I cringed. Shit, I whispered this time. I had to get the fabric from under him. I was almost certain it was a pair of pants. I tugged, and nothing. I pulled again, and he stirred a little. I kneeled down on the bed, quietly and slowly. I tried to push him, but he wasn't budging. I yanked at the fabric one last time, and he was still knocked out. Screw the pants, I whispered. I turned to get off the bed, but a pair of the lightest brown eyes I had ever seen yanked me back down. They were the color of honey, and I was mesmerized. He pulled me down on top of him, then he rolled us both over. He towered over me while he kissed my neck. Phoebe, he whispered in my ear. I was in utter shock. The stripper knew my name, my real name. By the time I collected myself, he was snoring again. It took me forever to get from under him, but I finally made it. Once I was freed from Conan's grip, I bolted. Screw those pants and screw this stripper. I grabbed the rest of my shit and ran to the front door. Phoebe, he called from the bedroom. I swung the door wide open and dropped one of my heels on the floor. I bent over to pick it up and saw a piece of paper that had been slid underneath the door. I opened it quickly. A bill. I shoved it in my purse and ran down the hallway. When I stepped off the elevator, my heels clicked against the marble floor as I walked. I saw the ladies' room and headed in that direction. I got a few stairs, but nothing major. When I looked in the bathroom mirror, I gasped. I looked like shit, and I scared myself. Two older women walked in and gave me a once-over. Both of them went into stalls. I scrubbed my face free of smudged makeup. My phone rang from inside my purse. Hello? I answered. Where are you? We woke up and you're not here. She yawned. Addison, what the hell happened last night?